You're listening to Alley Cat in Cuba with DJ Catsanova.
Right near the beach. Boy!
On BFF.fm.
Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing, boys and girls? It is your boy, DJ Catsanova, and you're now tuned into Alley Cat in Cuba. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Monday so far, and I hope you had an awesome weekend, because I know I did. I was at the beach, not at the beach, I was at the pool all day, and I actually learned to somewhat kind of tread water. I was in the deep end of the pool. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know me, that is an accomplishment, because I do not get in deep end. I'm very scared of the deep end of the pool because I almost drowned twice in my life. I can swim, but I don't know how to tread water well. And I also learned how to dive. And trust me, it was a sight. You should have been there. But this show, I have a very special edition of my show, which I just added. Because, you know, it's so many artists out there And if you guys actually follow my playlist, you will know that once a month, I give a shine to one of my favorite artists. And I just make the playlist completely about them, just their music, so you can get familiar with them if you don't really know them. And so you can rock out, and then hopefully they will gain a new fan. And a lot of these artists, you know, I'm familiar with, and I actually have become friends with them over the years of me being DJ Catsanova, and actually got to interview a lot of them. So one of my all-time favorite artists that I've met is a very personable person. You can approach him. Me and him talk all the times if we were like best buds growing up with one another. I know a lot about him. He knows a lot about me. And it's my boy, Pink Sock. I have a few friends back in the Bay who has got introduced to Pink Sock because of me. And I'm very appreciative of that. And also, my guy Julian is very appreciative of that. And if you ever get the opportunity to see him in person, I beg you, please go do so. I've seen him a few times. His show is always a good time. And if you've missed it and you would like to see it, just go to my YouTube channel and you can see. I have a whole bunch of videos of his that I went to the shows and I recorded. So that can be your intro there, or you can tune into the show right now and then listen and rock out with me. So shout out to my boy Julian, aka Pink Sock. Throughout the show, I'm going to play some of his best music. All of his music is best music. Excuse me. All of his songs are very good. I'm going to play my favorites, and then I'm going to give you some background on him just so you can a better way to get familiar with him. And then you'll be like, you know what? I like this guy. I'm going to add him to my playlist, and you could just add my playlist. So there's that. So my all-time favorite song is Torn Between, the one I just played, I Wish I Had a Number. That song resonates with me because that's the first song of his I ever heard. I was in London at the time, and I was walking around London, and I was just listening to that song, and I was like, oh my God, I love this song. And just the vibe of London, if you've ever been to London, oh my God, I love London so much. And just the beautiful people, and I was just like, oh, I wish I had a number. I wish I had a number. And I just had that song on repeat all day. And my other favorite song, which I'm torn between, is Stayin' Tonight, because this song is just like, oh my God, I love it so much. I want to tell my boo, hey, let's just stay in tonight, baby, and just make love. So shout out to Sasha. And here is Stayin' Tonight by my guy, Pink Sock.
Thank you. We're Unknown Mortal Orchestra. This is Pink Sock.
Hey, I'm Paul Cherry.
This is Orchid Mantis.
And this is Pleasure Plateau.
This is Joni, and you're now tuned in to DJ Catsanova on BFF.FM.
Hey Girl. I hope you guys enjoyed all of those songs that I played. I know you did because all of those songs that I played are dope songs. So if you're just not tuning in and you just heard that song was called Hey. Before that, I played one of my, all of the songs are my favorite. I played Who Is She? And he actually inspired me to make two playlists called Who Is She? With nothing but names of beautiful women. So you should check that out as well as this playlist because that was the inspiration for it. And then I played Stay In Tonight. And if you're just now tuning in, I am doing a spotlight playlist on my guy Pink Sock. So you guys should tune in and listen to the playlist so you can hear all of his dope songs. Because throughout the show, I'm going to give you a little bit of facts about him. So here's the first fact. He was born January 5th, 1991, which makes him a Capricorn. He actually shares a birthday with Bradley Cooper and Diane Keaton, for you big astrology fans out there. And he was born and raised in Los Angeles. So if you're out and about in Los Angeles, you just may have bumped into him. Or if you are heavy in the music scene, you probably came across him and didn't even know it. Yeah, short guy, glasses, curly, wavy, brownish hair, bright blue eyes. You probably came across him. But yeah, and you can follow him on Instagram, Pink Sock, with the S being a dollar sign. So yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you follow me, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube, SoundCloud. Especially on YouTube, you can go and listen to the interview that I did with him. So good. So good. And I actually went to his show with him and Paul Cherry. Oh, my God. One of my favorite shows. He actually gave me a shout out right before he played Stay In Tonight. That was dope. So shout out to him on my show for doing that for me. So this next song right here is Long Distance. For you out there who are in long distance relationships, I am here in Cuba and my lady is in San Francisco. So that's that long distance. This is for you.
Remember San Francisco, this is Kel Rocks, and you're meow rocking with DJ Catsanova on BFF.fm.
Thank you.
There Was Only One. Before that, I played Cassandra and One of a Kind. And if you're just now tuning in, it's DJ Casanova, ladies and gentlemen. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube if you want to hear the interview that I did with my man, Pink Sock. This here is a playlist, and it's strictly Pink Sock, Pink Sock, Pink Sock. And it's to get you guys familiar with him because he's one of my favorite artists. Know him in person, talk to him all the time, has great music, and you guys should check out his music. And I'm giving you guys some little insight about him. So he loves music, as do I. And surprisingly, one of his favorite bands is Radiohead. He has a huge influence that he got from Marvin Gaye. And another band that he loves to death, he sings their songs all the time. And he's always on Instagram posting about their music. He is a huge Kiss fan. I myself have not actually really got into Kiss, but I am a big Marvin Gaye fan. Marvin Gaye was definitely played in my house growing up, so gotta love the Marvin Gaye. But I do need to get into some more Kiss, and Pink Sock is gonna be the reason why I do so. And I'm gonna keep it rolling. If you guys want to see some videos, you can go to his YouTube channel. He has some very beautiful videos that were shot for all of these songs, well, for a lot of them. And I'm pretty sure he has a music video out for this one. It's like a old school, you know, a little bit soft. It's pretty much like soft porn. And this song is called Circular Motion. Check it out. That there was Got It Going On by Pink Sock, because this playlist is all about my guy Pink Sock. And before that I played Extra. I love singing along to Extra. It's so energetic for me, and like driving at night. All of Pink Sock songs give me a late 70s early 80s vibe. It's like he's the Pink of Prince. You know how Prince is known, just like if you, whenever you see purple, it just makes you think of Prince. Whenever I see pink, I think of Pink Sock. And his music also reminds me of like Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, just like driving around at night in a drop top when it's a cool summer night and you got like a hot chick in the car with you. That's the feelings it evokes for me when I'm listening to his music. And I hope you guys feel the same way when you listen to this playlist. I hope you're enjoying it. I have another fun fact for you guys about him. Before he became Pink Sock, he was in a band called Greaser, which I'm very happy that it was disbanded, because had it not been, there would be no Pink Sock. And I love me some Pink Sock. Music is very good. And I'm just about out of time. Not really, but kind of. I have about 12 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to shut up and I'm going to get into some more music. And if you guys are from the LA area, then this song should resonate with you a little bit more. It's talking about the west side of Los Angeles. I'm not really familiar with the neighborhoods, but I do know, I think it's called Silver Falls or something like that. I'm not really sure. And like Glendale, I know I hear TV girls sing about LA, and I hear Pink Sock sing about areas in LA. But if you're from the LA or you live in LA, then this song, you know, should mean you'd be like, oh, I know that area. It's West Side Girl.
Thank you. one down. Warm, it feels the nicest ever. Color gold, it's expensive, sexy, baby. I know who I wanna take me home. It's that ever color gold. It's expensive, sexy, baby. I know who I wanna take me home.
There was Brandy, and if you know what he's talking about, he's talking about Brandy, the drink. So good, so good. I actually kind of like Brandy, but not really. I don't like alcohol if it's not being chased with something. DJ Casanova, I'm about to get out of here. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. This was my first spotlight show, shining some light on my favorite artist. Just played all of his hits so you guys can get familiar with him if you don't already know him. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, if you want to hear the interview that I did with him back a few months ago. Also, follow him on Instagram, Pink Sock Official. I misquoted when I said it was Pink Sock with the dollar sign earlier. It's Pink Sock Official. So, yeah, let me know what you think of the show. Write me on Twitter. I'm kind of active on there, especially on my work days, because, you know, I'm not really trying to work like that. But this next and last song is his latest single. He dropped it on Valentine's Day. And it's called Feel So Good, because this episode just felt so good. See you guys next week.